Vale. He says, a person who is a real boteach in Hashem does not expect Hashem always to treat him with chesed. He's mekal ba'ava everything that a Kodesh Baruch Hu decides to give to him. Because idea bitochen is not, I'm bitochen, I'll get what I want. Because, first of all, if a person has that type of bitochen, that means he has more bitochen in himself than he has in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's assuming that everything that he wants is good for him. And that's not always the case. So many times we want something and Hashem shows us that that there's better things one can get. Once somebody told me that he was dying for a certain deal and he worked so hard to get the deal, and it didn't work out, and he was so upset. And it ended up the one who bought that company had a big mitzia, ended up losing all his money because the company went bankrupt. Or even a more complex case, there was a Jew in our kehillah, lived there quite a few years ago, Shmuel Stimler. He was a survivor. He wasn't in the camps, but he was in Poland running away from the Nazis for 5 years, amazingly, never in the concentration camps. But he said that he was in some work camp, and one day they came up to them and they said, anybody who's able-bodied should come to us, we're going to get you better conditions. When he was a short person, he said, I did everything he could to show how strong he was and how in shape he was. Mice, they turned him down. He was at the time broken-hearted, and they separated a certain amount of people and they took him away. Later on, they found out that all those people they took away, they killed. So Hashem saved him. At the time, he thought that, what's Hashem doing to me? I don't know if he even thought that, but whatever he thought. But the end of the story was very clear. Hashem was protecting him. And that's everything that happens with us. Everything that happens with us is because Hashem cares for us and knows what's good for us. He's making sure we only get the best possible thing for us at any point in our life. Like we said many times, it doesn't mean that if a person's sick, he should say, oh, Hashem decided it's good for me to be sick, so I'm not going to daven for a fool. No, that a fool, for sure, one should daven. Fein Hashem in Eyo Fein. Already a year and a year, another said that, and we say that every day in our davening. It's such more than that in the Gemara. And I was just pointing out to people recently, interesting that it's not really clear in the Nusach HaTfila, but the Gemara and the Shabbos says that a person who's healthy should be mispiral, and he should not get sick. Because it's much easier to get protected, not to get sick, than once one is sick, that's already a certain level of meters of din. To get out of that, you need more tzchuyos. Come around, in our day and age, it should be an obvious tefillah for all of us. And it's about we shouldn't get sick when we see as machlas floating all over the place. Yeah, but that's an echanami. So, as we said, Hashem is doing what's best for us. And it was interesting because there's different attitudes towards how much a person is supposed to protect himself in these situations. So, Kamavan, we go with, you know, we have professionals that understand the situation and we rely on their professional advice of how to protect ourselves. But it's very important that when we are doing this, not just make it a medical decision, because if so, we're losing out tremendous opportunity. What do I mean to say? A person who's living with Bitochen Hashem realizes, like we said, there's not anything in any second of his life, from the day he was born to the day he dies, that is not guided by Kodesh Baruch Hu, as an insurian for him to address in the proper fashion. Now, let's say, we'll take the example of this. A person has this medical issue. Should he put on a mask? Should he not put on a mask? Should he go to shul, not go to shul? Should he go shopping, not shopping? All the different things that come up. So it is a medical decision, but it's also a decision of Avodas Hashem. Because every situation, there's an issue. Is this the right thing to do according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it the wrong thing to do according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? For example, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have said that when you get sick, you're not going to go to a doctor, then the halacha would be, and echanami, don't go to the doctor. Just let it take its course. And when we go to the doctor, we'll be doing Aveira. The Maita, Hashem set up the world differently. Hashem said, don't think. There are religions that are like that. They say everything was already proclaimed from whenever, whether it will die or not, so you don't have to do anything. Just do what you want. Be mafia yourself. No, Jewish religion is not like that. Jewish religion is, it's a proper thing to go to the doctor. No, it's a proper thing. If it's a proper thing, then it's a mitzvah. We know there's a mitzvah in the Shemata more than Nafshi Seichem. A person should watch over herself. But here comes an interesting thing. If a person is doing his medical establish because he's nervous about getting sick and he wants to stay healthy, he wants to have a long life, and doesn't think at all about Avodas Hashem, he's missing out such a beautiful opportunity. But when he's doing it, he's saying, you know, I want to live a long life, I want to be healthy, but I also, together with that equally as much, I want to be in tune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when I'm going to this doctor and I'm listening to him, I should think I'm also being Makai my mitzvah of Nishmatim L'Ashri Seichem, B'chai Bahem. I'm Makai my mitzvah, I'm doing Avodas Hashem also with this. Yeah, it's more convenient for me not to do all these restrictions. But this is the Ratzon Hashem, this is what Hashem wants me to do. I'd love to go to shul now. If I'm the type of person that can come about, if I can, I don't know, you should go to shul. I shouldn't use it as a tool, it's dumb. But if medically I'm not supposed to go doing this and not supposed to do the other thing, putting on a mask, whatever I'm doing. So this is Avodas Hashem. The tzaddik just said that, like I said, we're doing this. This is Avodas Hashem. I heard once a friend of mine, a tzaddik from Yerushalayim, told me, one that's Vigi Yerushalayim, many, many years ago, he's not alive for many years already. They saw him standing on the corner, he was about to cross the street. And suddenly he started getting all looked like he was talking about kavodes and thinking. And, you know, the type of thing that a person would look like he's doing before Shemoneh Esrei. Someone walked up to him and asked him, well, what happened? Is everything all right? He said, yeah, I'm about to cross the street. There's cars and buses going back and forth. And there's a mitzvah in the Shematim and Ashur Seichem. I'm getting all excited that being this opportunity to make this mitzvah in the Shematim and Ashur Seichem. Come about, it's an extreme example. But just an idea of how to go through life that, yes, I'm taking care of myself. I'm concerned. I want to be healthy. But together with that, I want to do the Ratzon Hashem and Echanami. If I think about it, mitzvah Sichas Kavon, then I'm also Makam and mitzvah. And also, there's another Nafkamina between the two, which is the most important in what we're discussing today. Like I said, a person, there's a danger, let's say, like our present danger, there's a virus going around. So I have to protect myself. If I make it a totally medical thing, aside from the fact that I'm losing out the opportunity of a mitzvah, using the opportunity of this to strengthen my Avodas Hashem, and as I stay healthy, appreciate more Hashem's wash, shmira on us, not just be toiling on the doctors. But there's another thing of frame of mind. Because even when a person goes to the doctor and does everything they said, the mindset of the doctors have no guarantee that your health. And the mela, the person's just doing it as a medical thing, it creates a state of tension, anxiety. Because of my suffering, there's no way of guaranteeing that one will stay healthy. It's impossible to be 100% sure. These things, are one tiny particle flies, who knows where, and people get it. Doctors themselves have been there. But if I have been talking to Hashem, I know is Hashem said a certain situation. He wants me to do the proper shtablis, to watch over myself, not be mafkin myself. The Gemara on Shabbos describes that certain Amoraim have been very careful when they went on a ferry. One didn't want to go on the ferry, but the other one wanted to make sure it was well built, didn't have any cracks or leaks in it before it go on it. They didn't want to use up the zchuyos. I shouldn't have do nisim for them. So in the Chanami, we're supposed to do the shtablis, not expect Hashem to make miracles for us. Okay, in Shad HaSheni, if I'm nervous and I'm just doing my maximum, but I'm constantly in a state of being nervous, then I lost that opportunity of B'tochen Hashem. If I have B'tochen Hashem, I do what I'm supposed to do, and once I do what I'm supposed to do, I have total peace of mind, because whatever will happen, that's what Hashem wants. I don't have to do more than expected, I don't have to do less than expected. I have to do the right thing. It's a normal, proper establishment, good establishment. Once I did that, I did my chelik. The rest is, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business. And he'll decide what's good for me, what's not good for me. But if I make up my mind, I have to have it this way, I have to have it that way. And unfortunately, some people go through life, Orthodox people, Haredi people, super Haredi people, they always want it to be their way. And they're always living a life of tension and frustration because they're not always getting their way. That's the opposite of Bitochan Hashem. All of the Bitochan Hashem is recognition, I don't have to have it my way. I think this is right, I'll make all the shtalos, I'll try to make it work. But I'm not guaranteed it'll work the way I want, and there's nothing wrong with that. Because if it didn't work the way I want, that was Hashem's decision. Yeah, now, so this piece is saying that, like we said, about the Tochim doesn't mean that I'm expecting Hashem to do everything the way I want. But he says, there's another Mida called Tikva. Tikva is hope. So let's see what that means. What is this? What's the Nakuda of hope? Says a famous Gemara, Chizkiyahu HaMelech was very sick. And he was so sick that he was about to die. And the Novi Yeshayo came to him and he said, Hashem said, you're going to die. Why? Because you were supposed to try to have children and you don't want to have more children. So the Melech said, I saw in Ruach HaKodesh that Menashe is going to be born for me and he's going to do terrible aviris. Said Yeshayahu Novi, Bahadi Kavshi Derachmon Alam Loch, don't make Hashem's Cheshbonis. You have a mitzvah, Kuruvu, mitzvah to have children, you make a mitzvah. You saw in Ruach HaKodesh, this is going to have nothing to have, that's not no gear. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that if you have such Ruach HaKodesh, you're not supposed to make a mitzvah. That's what he said. What you are commanded to do, do. What Hashem wants to do, that's his business. Let him do what he wants to do. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech said, okay, if that's the case, I want your daughter, Yeshayahu Novi, your daughter as a first shidduch. Maybe the schutz of me and you together, the king, with the tzaddik, together with the Novi, maybe they'll bring us good children. Said Yeshayahu Novi, no, the gzeh was already made. In other words, he said, I'm sorry, nothing's going to help you. That type of status of taking my daughter won't change anything. It's exaggerated. But you know, you have to do your thing. You have a mitzvah to have peer review, but do your thing. Don't make such bonus. Omaloi, Chizkiyahu HaMelech said to him, Ben Amoz, that's Yeshayahu, he was the son of Amoz. Kali Nevuoso would say, get out of here. Kach Mekublani Beis Avi Ava, I have a kabbalah for my grandfather. Even if a sword is on somebody's neck, an executioner is about to chop his head off. This is a Jewish approach. We never give up. If the end it happens not the way we davened for, but same, that was Hashem's decision. But never give up, no matter how bad things look. Miyad, Chizkiyahu turned to the wall, and he davened. The Reish Lakish says that Kir over here doesn't mean just the wall, it means from the depths of the walls of his heart. And he davened to Hashem that Hashem should save him. Kamuvan, Xavier happened. The truth is that the son, Menashe, eventually was going to be tshuva. Who knows? Maybe that was the schutz of these tefillos, the tzadshim, maybe he was going to be tshuva. I'll call upon him. The bottom line, that's what we see. We have two things. He said, Echod, we're not going to force Hashem around. Hashem's going to do what he wants. We'll do the proper shtavlis. We're going to be mabes chlius also. If the person gives more stalker, presses himself to give extra stalker. That's a shemira. That's the best shemira one could have. People used to go to the Chazon for different schoolers. He said, I don't know any of these schoolers. The only school I know is the school is written the Torah, and the schooler says, if you have rachmim and you give stalker, Hashem will have rachmim on you. That's the way to do it. To stalker, to chesed. That's the best shtavlis. But even so, it's not guaranteed, but that is the proper shtavlis. And tefillah. It says, tefillah is a schus godum. That could uproot a gzeira even. It doesn't have to uproot the gzeira, but it can. That's what Chizkiyahu David Novi said. There was a nevuah that was going to send us to Russia. Even so, he did not give up from davening. So he's going to say, what's going on over here? Do you have bitachon? Don't you have bitachon? If you know that Hashem wants you to have a son of Russia, why are you davening? And the answer is like this. The Avot HaSadim wants him to have a son in Russia is based on the present state of events. But tefillah is such a powerful thing that maybe it will bring such a schus that it won't be necessary from Tanit having such a son, that tikkun. Maybe it's such a tikkun in the whole world, the powerful tefillahs, that the Klai Yisrael won't have to go through the nisayon of Menashe. That's the power of tefillah. That's an important thing. That because one can make a big mistake, and we've discussed it before, but now we're making it even more clear. We said, if bitachon means everything will be good, so about it, daven always that everything should be good. So if bitachon means that Hashem knows what he's doing, whatever is good for me, he'll do for me, so why daven? Why should I daven? If Hashem, whatever is good for me will happen. We see nothing like that. We say that Chizkiyahu HaMelech held, and Yim Luz Egzeira, Al Tishar, Al Yim Atzma Min HaRachmim, Adar Rava, ask HaKosh Bo for Rachmim. So he says that this is the Yisrael. Hashem, no matter what the present cheshbon is that the person has to get, and maybe he's supposed to get Midas Adin, something unpleasant, but still Hashem feels that the right thing for us to do at this time is never to be misnayish, never to despair, never to give up, always to realize things can't change through tefillahs, through ma'asim tovim. They can't change. Because like I said, the tefillahs and ma'asim tovim change my whole metzias. I'm a different metzias. I'm going to this new metzias. And the chanami, that previous is there, maybe it's not necessary. And it says afterwards that the nishnach yishayu elov leimel lo yishamati et tefillosu v'isi demosu hineni yosef ha'yemecho chomish yasei shona. The ma'asim, in the source of his tefillahs, he got out of his death penalty, and Hashem added 15 years to his life, even though it was already exera that he's going to die. The Navi already said he's going to die. It brings, the Mashkiach brings Raven Yoina. In Mishnah, he says, the Inyan of Bitochen is a person has to know that everything will be Bidei Shemayim. And it's the hand of Hashem to change nature, laws of nature, and in one's mazel. And there's no limitation to Hashem. We say that every day in the tefillah, kama v'kama pomim, Hashem is saying, chnoifim v'rifei chulim, mater hasurim, b'ri refuas. If we can have a refuas in this machla, because Hashem was b'ri refuas, he decided to reveal to mankind the refuas. Who's going to be the one who's going to get it? That's exciting. A lot of people are working on it. But when the time comes, Hashem wants to be megalit, b'ri refuas. Oy, se chadoshes. So every day, Hashem does new things. What does new things mean? Unexpected things. According to the order of events, it seems like everything's going to go such and such, and suddenly Hashem flips it around. Either way, sometimes for good, and sometimes the other way around. Nothing's guaranteed. But everything is always in the hands of Hashem. And even in the time of Tzara, Kreiva Yeshua is lovely. It's so easy for the refuah and the Yeshua to come. This famous tzaddik of Yitzhak Zilber was in a work camp in Russia 70 years ago. Somebody said, do you believe Shiach is going to come? He said, yeah, about it. He said, what do you mean? Look how powerful the Russian government is. No way of doing away with them. Stalin is a superpower, and he does whatever he wants, kills millions and millions of people. And Zilber says, you know, we have to believe that Stalin here today, tomorrow he could be dead. And it's a true story that the next day they heard on the loudspeaker that Stalin died. And I think it was Purim time. But, he had the amuna. I'm not saying that his statement killed Stalin, but I'm just saying he was right. And that's the case. Sometimes you see so much power, so much this, so much that, or so much complexity, it's impossible to get out of it. A person could fall into despair, and what's going to be? I'm going to get out of my own complications in my life. It's up to us. If we want it, and we dive in for it, and we work on it, sometimes we need outside help, sometimes we need professional help, whether it be medical help, or friends, or advisors, psychologists, whatever it is, they're all good people to get the right people. And We work on it, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bitochen, anything could change. Like we said, nothing is guaranteed, but no reason to fall into despair. Yeah, that's what he says, Rabbeinu Yonah. The person always says, every time of sorrow and darkness, you should know, Hashem Rav Lo Yishia. It looks like there's no end to it. There is an end to it. The second Hashem decides to end it, it will end. The head of fine in one shot. And therefore, Yikavel Yeshua also, the person always should hope and look forward to the Yeshua of Hashem, no matter how dangerous things look. So this is a chiddush. Like we said, don't get confused that the bitachon means that I know Hashem is doing everything for the good. So if now Hashem decided it should be bad for me, it should be unpleasant for me, you know, accept it and just go with it. No. It is an important thing to have that hope for better. Yachlin l'chazdei. That's Klal Yisrael. That's what we say every day. It's one of those statements that we say every day and many don't pay attention to it. Fortunately, it's pretty deep into Shemot Esrei where our minds float around already. But we say Ki Yishu also Ki Visi Kol Hayom. We say in the bracha for the coming of Mashiach, Hashem Otav Avdecho, Ki Yishu also Ki Visi Kol Hayom. We're deserving of a Yeshua because we're always being mekava, hoping for the Yeshua the whole day. And if we don't want to be liars, then we should really pay attention to what we're saying. And even the course of the day, you could think about it. I'm really, really looking forward to hoping for salvation of Hashem, the Gula, the Mashiach coming. It's something that's negated to every Jew. The Chabad publicized the concept of hoping for Mashiach, but they don't have a monopoly on it. It's a mitzvah for all Klal Yisrael. We're all hoping every day that Mashiach should come. Madani Ma'amin, Zafu Pishis Ma'meya. I'm called the Chakal of the Chol Yoy. Every day I'm waiting for that. Ah, you didn't come for 2,000 years? Say it. You didn't come for 2,000 years, but you can come tomorrow. Never give up hope. That's part of the Baal B'tochen. Because he knows the caring, loving nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he never falls into despair. He always has that hope. Because he knows, once again, presently, he's in good hands, and even though it's uncomfortable and he wants to get to a comfortable situation, and that also, he turns to Hashem, and Hashem, I hope, and I'm espoused to you to give me a more pleasant situation. Yeah. So in other words, there's two parts of this. There's one part of Bitochen of saying that I rely on Hashem that he does what is good for me. And that part of the Bitochen and the Hanami, we never know what's good for us, and maybe something unpleasant is good for me. So the fact that it's unpleasant is not a contradiction to my Bitochen. Something I can accept with peace of mind. I have the peace of mind to be able to accept unpleasant situations also, not only pleasant ones, but even unpleasant ones, because I know that it's not out of control. It's under the control that goes, who cares about me? I'm going to care about myself. That's number one. But now the Mashgiach is clarifying for us the second part of it, that another part of Bitochen is not only saying that whatever Hashem is doing is good for me now, but Hashem is almighty, he can do anything. And therefore, it's in his hands to change any situation, no matter how impossible it looks, it's never impossible. That is a second, and in some ways, a higher level of feeling so much. There's never room to despair, never room to assume that what is today will be tomorrow. The truth is, it goes both directions. A person has something good going good also, you shouldn't take it for granted, because who says he'll have it tomorrow? The people that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whenever it was, made millions and millions of dollars, and they thought they'll have it forever. So they didn't use it properly. It stayed in the banks, it stayed in their stock portfolio, and suddenly disappeared. If they would right away chapter, the gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it may not last. First thing they do is take off stock or put it aside, and then whatever's left, Hashem will decide whether to triple it or to make it a quarter. But if a person looks at everything as mine, and, you know, when I decide I'll do whatever I want with it, then he can hold on to it and do nothing with it, and then end up with nothing in his hands, unfortunately. Yeah, so that's what we're saying now. The second factor of always having that recognition that nothing has to remain, no matter how bad it looks, I can feel comfortable to have bitachon. It's not foolish. I can feel comfortable bitachon. Things can't change. And we all have situations in our lives that we gave up on certain things or close to giving up on certain things, and suddenly they changed. We have to use those past experiences within ourselves, within Klal Yisrael. I mean, just look at the Jewish nation. Not so long ago, in the early 1950s, all the sociologists were convinced that Orthodox Judaism will not survive into the 21st century. And they were right. Mechitesa should survive. In America, everyone was assimilating. In Israel, there were secular Zionists running the country. And Europe was decimated. In Russia, communism. So a bunch of old stragglers from the old world, they're going to be able to pull something off. So I said, the younger generation of the survivors that come to America, they're going to want to be part of the progressive, beautiful world out there. Why be part of that old suffering that they had? And so many people did that. Just dropped everything and wanted to become part of the melting pot in any country they went to. And the sociologists were right. That was impossible. And the only reason why it didn't happen is because we had those yichidim, individuals. There were a handful of people in Klal Yisrael. In every country, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. They were so steadfast in the bitachon Hashem. And they said, Hashem does not forsake Klal Yisrael. It's impossible. How are we going to build up an olam of Yerushalayim, of Chassidus, Litvish, Olam Hashem, and what they are, Olam Yitzayah, Tzadikim, in America, and anywhere in Eretz Yisrael? They just said, if it's going to happen, we know Hashem, this is what Hashem wants, and we can do everything we can to make it happen. And Baruch Hashem, you know, it's hard to imagine. Just a few months ago, you had that gathering of 100,000 people getting together, 90,000 people getting together for Zim Hashas in Eretz Yisrael, tens of thousands all over the world, sitting next to each other, dancing together. That's the state of Klal Yisrael. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu made his cheshbon is why we have to not be able to do that type of thing. Part of it is come around to get us to take it more for granted, to take it less for granted, not to take it for granted, I'm sorry, and appreciate it. We have to look back. That's also, a few months ago, someone would say, we'll change in this direction. Impossible. Now we say it's impossible to change back. No, it's just as possible to change back also. All the options are available. What we have to do is these two things. Number one is, on a present state, whether it's pleasant or whether it's not pleasant, to realize we're in the loving, caring hands of Hashem, and what's happening to me in the present is what's best for me, and I'm going to make the best of it. I have to do types of ishtavlis, you know, to protect myself, to remember myself, or for panosim. I'll do it as part of my interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, not just my personal things. This is a ma'isa of avodas Hashem, ma'isa of bring myself closer to Hashem. And together with that, in the situations that look impossible, how can things change? Always have clarity within myself. Yes, they can. Hashem, Rav Lo Yeshia. Yes, Hashem, we should be Zeicha. To see the Yeshua as Hashem from a present state, and even more so from the Yeshua. Also, Kivinu Kol Hayom, like we say every day in Shemoneh Esrei. We're yearning so much for the Yeshua. Happen in 1 second. We get up tomorrow morning, and we hear the latest news. Mashiach has come, and everybody's healthy and happy. No more anti-Semitism, no more health issues, no more panos issues, no more psychological issues. Everybody's happy and dancing. The simchas, oylem al oishem. Should be zeicha to see that soon. Like I said, I'm saying this many times to all of us, try to take something with us from this special time, whether it's our thanking our Kodesh Baruch Hu and our moedim, the shuoso, kivisi kalayim, that's what we added today, maybe. I'm not taking this as a Kabbalah, but maybe pay a little more attention to when we're saying that bracha, Semach Dovin, Yeshua, Kivinu Kol Hayom. We're always waiting for you, Yeshua, for the big story, big picture of the Yeshua of Christ, of Mashiach, and also all of our little things that we're looking for. So we know that everything is in Hashem's hands. To see Yeshua is the Karov. Have a good week, everybody. Shavua Tov.
Good to meet you. Thank you, Rabbi.